Palestinian prisoners not being given adequate food, Israel top court says. European leaders to visit U.S. to discuss war in Ukraine. Trump says South Korean worker tells BBC of panic and confusion during Hyundai ICE raid. France is set to vote out another PM. Can anything break its political deadlock? Suitcase murder. Trial begins in New Zealand. Ryan Routh to stand trial for alleged Trump assassination attempt. Argentine rights activist Rosa Roizenblit dies, aged 106. Greta Thunberg's Gaza flotilla arrives in Tunisia. Japan's Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba resigns after election defeats. Czech police finally catch up with phantom racing car driver. Huge drugs bust reveals battles on cocaine superhighway. I don't dare go back. BBC visits Cambodian villages caught in Thai border conflict. Duped of millions in digital arrest, Indian woman seeks answers from banks. In U.S. town hoping for revival, Trump's tariffs putto test, one of the world's most sacred places, is being turned into a luxury mega resort. Ethiopia outfoxes Egypt over the Nile's waters with its mighty dam, inflatable tanks, and flat pack guns inside Ukraine's decoy war. What it was like inside court as mushroom murderer was jailed for life. Time lapse shows blood moon rising around the world. Thousands flock to Vatican, a teenager made first millennials ain't. Recognition of Palestinian state is disastrous, U.S. ambassador says. U.S. solar installation forecast slashed due to Trump policies, report says. Oil prices gain as risks of sanctions on Russia offset OPEC plus output hike. China August rare earth exports fall 3.4% month on month. Oil prices rise as OPEC plus agrees to slower pace of output hikes in October. Norwegians vote as Labour Party narrowly favored to win re-election. After 14 detentions, Mexico's top prosecutor vows more actions against fuel crimes. Deadly Portugal funicular crash likely due to problems with cable, report says. OPEC plus set to raise oil output further from October, sources say. Trump says India and Russia appear lost to deepest, darkest China. Hezbollah says Lebanon move on army plan is opportunity, urges Israel to commit to ceasefire. RBC sees Babcock riding 16 billion pound shipbuilding pipeline, nuclear upside ahead. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 1.3%, analysis. China's e-commerce companies are getting singed by a price war. South Korea minister heads to US to resolve fallout from huge immigration raid. Sanofi upgraded to overweight as Morgan Stanley sees 2 billion euro amlitelimab boost. Telefonica looks to M&A to give European telecoms broader vision. FDA to fast-track review of nicotine pouches from big tobacco firms, Reuters. European automakers confront tariffs, Chinese rivalry at Munich car show. Mercedes keeps value over volume approach in tough Chinese market. Alibaba HK shares rise on release of trillion parameter Qwen AI model. China trade balance grows slightly in AUG as exports miss forecasts, imports slow. Japan GDP revised higher in Q2 on export boost, strong private spending. UK pay settlements dropped to lowest since December 2021. Vietnam August exports keep strong, PM warns of mounting inflation pressure. Nvidia says GAIN AI Act would restrict competition, likens it to AI diffusion rule. Chances of 50B Fed cut emerge after weak jobs report. Brazil's central bank enhances security of the financial system. Canada's IV PMI falls to three-month low in August. BofA now sees two Fed rate cuts this year. U.S. adds fewer than expected 22,000 jobs in August amid labor market cooling. Yen slides after Japan PM Ishiba resigns, dollar wobbles. Fed rate cut optimism lifts sentiment. Yen slips on political uncertainty. Japanese lawmakers launch leadership bids after PM resigns, yen sinks. Morning bid from one political kerfuffle to another fact box. Who could replace Ishiba as Japan's prime minister? China's August exports growth slowest in 6 months, missing forecasts.